Good afternoon. I'm Stuck Mike, and Paul Prydecker is here with me. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mike. It's been a great week, hasn't it?
It has. I have a predicament, though. You know, they have this name that they've given me, Stuck Mike. And of course, as we all know, when a mic is stuck, no one else can talk, right?
Maybe your first name should be Open.
Well, you know, that's... why weren't you here when they were handing out these names?
I don't know.
Our first guest today is someone that I really wanted to talk to ever since June 15th. We're going to talk about why June 15th is so important. Susan Parson is the editor of FAA Safety Briefing magazine. She works for the flight standards part of the FAA, and it's been a busy part of the year for you, Susan. Talk about what happened on June 15th.
It has. June 15th was a special day because that's the day that we started implementing the new airman certification standards. The FAA replaced the practical test standards for private pilot airplane and the instrument airplane rating with the airman certification standards.
What does that mean? What are airman certification standards and how do they differ from the PTS?
Okay, well, you can think of the ACS is what we call it, that's easier, as an enhanced version of the practical test standards. The practical test standards dealt with primarily with the skill and what you needed for the practical test. There really wasn't a standard for what was on the knowledge test. So what the ACS does is it becomes the single source set of standards for everything you need to know, consider, and do to qualify for a certificate or rating. So the reason it looks longer is that you have the standards for the knowledge test as well as for the practical test all in one document.
Do they replace then the practical test standards?
They do. We have canceled the practical test standards for private pilot airplane and instrument rating airplane, and you now use the ACS the same way that you would use the PTS.
So, Susan, as an instructor, how would my life change working with the ACS for a private pilot student?
I think you will love it because the ACS gives you a great deal more information about what you need to be teaching the student. And it's the fact that the knowledge and risk management elements are integrated in with the skill, the specific task, it pulls it all together in the context that you would actually be using the information.
So does the ACS still have the things that I'm used to seeing, for example, heading within so many
Absolutely.
Degrees?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. It does.
And what else does it have that's going to be new?
Well, what it has that are new is you have specific elements for knowledge. So instead of having to read about 6 handbooks and say you have to know all of that and wonder what kinds of obscure things that you were going to have on the test, we actually eliminated a question about the height of blowing sand, for example. Because that doesn't fit into the standard anyplace. So we have standards for what we would be asking you on the knowledge test. So if you are an instructor or a student or an evaluator for that matter, if you are familiar or if you have mastered or competent with all of the elements that are listed in the ACS, you are going to be well prepared not only for the certification exams, both knowledge and practical, but more importantly, for operating safely in the airspace system. And that's what we were really aiming for.
So it sounds like this is really geared to teach people how to operate in the system, how to understand some of the risks that are involved in their daily flights, and how to manage those risks as well.
Absolutely. You heard the administrator talk yesterday about risk-based decision-making, and risk management is being incorporated in all kinds of things. And it has already been in the practical test standards. But here goes back to your question, Paul, about if you're an instructor. If you're an instructor, it basically tells you that you need to evaluate the student's decision-making and risk management, and you have this long list of special emphasis items that really aren't connected to anything. Well, the special emphasis items have all now been integrated into the context of a specific task.
Does this mean that the knowledge tests have been updated to correspond to the ACS?
They certainly have.
That's a big project.
It's a huge project. There are a lot of test questions that have been eliminated. Every test question that we've touched on the private pilot airplane or the instrument airplane rating, all of those questions have been revised and updated in some way. So people have said, gee, so you're not publishing questions anymore. Actually, the FAA stopped publishing test questions about a dozen years ago.
Sure.
But because many of those questions hadn't been changed, people still could read and memorize the same things. But the point is, now you don't have to do that. I've had quite a few people come up to me and say, gee, you know, my student took the test and they didn't recognize any of the questions, but they knew how to answer them. That's the point. That's what we want to get to.
So practice tests, as they may exist in curriculum materials, not helpful anymore? No,
no, actually, they're still helpful. And I think those will be updated more and more as courseware providers get accustomed to what's in the ACS. But the FAA has also updated the sample tests for private pilot airplane and instrument airplane rating.
In fact, you know, speaking of the changes that need to be made, we had a chance to talk with John and Martha King just yesterday, in fact, about some of the changes that they are having to go through as a provider of curriculum materials.
All of us who do course materials have to change our course materials. We have to bring them up and up to date. Martha and I just did a video demonstrating how the practical test would take place with the Airman Certification Standards. And I was the applicant trying like heck to do a model performance. All of us are going to have to change our vocabulary. We're going to quit talking about hazardous attitudes. We're going to start talking about risks, identifying risks and mitigating them.
That's John King. John and Martha King, of course, are known as the founder of King Schools, one of a number of training materials providers who were involved in the process of migrating to Airman Certification Standards. We're talking with Susan Parson, who's the editor of FAA Safety Briefing Magazine. Susan, talk about the process that involved the collaboration between government and industry getting you to where you were on June 15th.
I'd love to. This was very much an industry-led effort. Industry has told us for a long time, training community, that there was plenty of room for improvement in the knowledge test. And about 5 years ago, we decided, yes, we agree with you, and we want to do something about it, and we need your help. Because even though I fly as much as I possibly can, I'm in a flying club with a 182, I can't possibly be out as much as the people who teach and fly and work every day. So we pulled together a very diverse group. We've actually had three groups. It's all been done in accordance with the Federal Advisory Committee Act stuff to make sure that it's all above board. But we pulled together a group that included pretty much every group that you could think of, courseware providers, academics, University Aviation Association. AOPA has chaired the last two groups, including the current one, NAFI, SAFE. I don't want to leave anybody out. We have a slide online that shows exactly who all has been involved. But it's been a wide diversity of views, and that has helped us pull in all of the aspects that I think needed to be covered in the ACS.
Susan, I've heard you address the private pilot and the instrument rating program. I'm thinking there might be some more work to be done on commercial and ATP.
You are absolutely right.
So, what's the plan?
Well, we're getting close to commercial, and we've got ATP probably pretty close after that. What we plan to do is publish the drafts online where we have the rest of the ACS and let people comment on them and find things that we've missed. Because, you know, no matter how many times you look at something, at a certain point you stop seeing it. But as soon as you put it out to fresh eyes, they say, oh, what about this? And you go, gee, how did I miss that? But anyway.
You have a network of FAA examiners and designated examiners and people who are doing the check rides for private pilots and instrument pilots. How will the FAA educate that group on how to conduct evaluations and check rides?
So we did some specific training on the ACS back in May. We have done a series of webinars. This is not just for DPEs, but for everybody. We have published a great deal of material online. It's on the Airman Testing page on the FAA website. And we have established what we call the ACS Focus Team. And it's a mailbox that anybody can get to. We watch it every single day, including weekends and holidays, sometimes multiple times a day. Everybody gets an immediate acknowledgement, if not an answer, but they get an answer pretty quickly after that. So we've been getting our... We've actually had a very positive feedback. We've had people ask questions about what does this mean or what does that mean, but we have not had people say, I hate this, we think you're crazy. It's been, and I had a DPE come up to me last night and say, hey, I've been doing check rides with this and I love it, I think it's great.
Now, I haven't done my check ride yet, so true statement. And so I'm going to need to get a copy of the ACS. Do you know if it's available for sale on the field here from some of these folks?
I've seen quite a few copies of it, yes,
okay,
indeed.
Good.
And when I was wandering around the hangars yesterday, I did. And, of course, if you don't want to pay for it, you can download it on the web. And I have downloaded the PDFs that's on my iPad, and so I can kind of search that way because I live on the iPad.
Speaking of downloads, let's talk for just a second about FAA Safety Briefing.
Yes.
So that's that comes out how often?
Every couple months. It's 6 times a year.
And I saw your byline on a whole bunch of the articles for the last one that came out.
I like writing. I'm a word wrangler.
Yeah.
So. I love writing about my favorite subject. We have a great magazine staff. A couple of our guys are here doing photography and stories for the future. So our team is composed of people who love aviation, and we're involved in general aviation, and we're trying to be relevant. But our particular mission is to provide the FAA's policy voice to the GA community.
We're talking with Susan Parson, editor of FAA Safety Briefing magazine and part of the flight standards portion of FAA, about the move from practical test standards to airman certification standards. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you.
This is EA Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.